Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Aaron Rodgers' Achilles Trendin. Poor Aaron Rodgers, poor New York Jets fans.
You hate to see it happen. But in the words of the great Joe Namath, I could care less about the team struggling.
And in the words of OJ Simpson, did you see his tweet?
No.
Shout out to my friend Chris, who always keeps me up to date.
Shout out to my friend OJ Simpson,
who was on It Is What It Is. I don't know what that is. That a show? And said 9/11 is just a bad day for New York. This is a new low.
Wow.
About Aaron Rodgers snapping his Achilles tendon on 9/11.
So saying
that's the new low.
That's the new 9/11.
Yes. Yeah. A new low.
Okay.
All right. Anyways, it's just an amazing sense of tact. OJ Simpson's next act is the final act of his career is like being the most tactless human being maybe that we've ever had.
I mean, I would say that he has about the appropriate amount of tact for a murderer. Right. Well,
like the appropriate level is like you go into hiding in the woods, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess, look, with different styles.
for different openly guilty murderers.
Yeah.
It is what it is. All right. Let's tell the people a couple of things that are trending, shall we, Miles?
Yeah.
In Mexico, in front of Congress, a journalist, that word is being put in quotes by a lot of people, came through. There was a lot of talk when Pentagon whistleblowers came in front of the U.S. Congress and was like, yeah, we have a non-human biologics. People were like, we need extraordinary claims require extraordinary proof. And this motherfucker came through and was like, voila, how about that? We good here. And unveiled glass, like wooden boxes with glass tops with 1,000-year-old alien corpses in them. And was like, there you go.
Any questions?
Are we good here? I said. Unfortunately, we are not, because this particular quote-unquote journalist does have a history of pulling shit like this that didn't turn out to be true. He's specifically really a big fan of the alien mummy genre of discovery.
Oh, so he's done this bit before.
Has previously been associated with claims of, quote, alien discoveries that have later been debunked, including 5 mummies found in Peru in 2017 that were later shown to be human children. Yeah, it's
classy.
It is funny that he keeps coming back to the mummies. He's like, I get the feeling he was like a big fan of mummies as a child, like, and is like, this is,
oh, like he just can't leave quit the mummy shit alone. Shit,
you know?
Yeah. And everyone's like, please, honey, quit the mummy shit. I don't know. If I keep hitting that button, eventually it's going to
mummies
work.
Are so cool. Like, don't you think people are going to be into them? There's also like, he's making claims about like DNA that was recovered from these alien mummies. Fossils, I think they're being called, which I don't know. Can you pull DNA from fossils? I thought you needed to get like the mosquitoes that bit those things a long time ago and then get preserved in amber. According to Jurassic Park, the only science book I've ever read.
I don't know any other way. It has to be in mosquito blood.
Mosquito butt. It's got to be mosquito butt, and it's got to be inside amber.
And it's got to be in Costa Rica, or else it's not.
And that, like, you can't even get usable DNA from those. So, I don't know.
Jack, we've learned you can't even get usable DNA from a Subway tuna sandwich.
That's right.
Okay, so the bar is pretty fucking high.
But it is wild. It's worth looking at the pictures of this unveiling, because very, very dramatic stuff happening.
It is. I think it was Sean O'Connor on Twitter. It's like screen cap the alien, goes, this isn't an alien. I follow like 11 dudes that look like this on Instagram. Don't even know what that means, but I like it.
By the way, Miles, you are in the, you're in the dark here, to quote Al Pacino, character from Scent of a Woman.
Thank you.
Because your power's out. So I just.
Yeah, my power went out. Really cool ending to tomorrow's episode. Yeah. When I fucking literally get vanished from the earth with my power going out. We'll see how long it lasts. But anyway, you don't have to fucking humiliate me, Jack.
Just letting people know this guy doesn't even fucking have power. You believe it? Out here trying to claim he's a podcaster, he doesn't even have power.
You don't even have fucking power.
I'm trying to testify to what a professional you are. You neither rain.
I'm using a hot
nor
spot.
Sleet, nor snow.
All
right. NASA is talking about them finding possible signs of actual life on a distant planet. This is the more boring version of. You know,
right.
what that journalist was going for down in Mexico.
Yeah. Cause you're like, what? It's pictures of aliens. You guys got pictures of fucking aliens.
You guys just zoomed the
planet?
James Webb in like super, you were like, enhance. And then there was an alien down there just like giving you the finger.
Oh shit. It's the Super Bowl, I think.
So they found a planet. A mere 120 light years away. So they found a planet that around the 1900s, early 1900s, you know, because that's how long it has taken the light from that planet to reach our telescopes. That it contains rare water, like a this is a thing that I hadn't heard outside of the context of this story. They keep talking about a water ocean, which I guess you do need to specify, because there's probably oceans of mercury and other weird shit on other planets. But
I thought it was like redundant, like in Philly you have water
ice.
Water
ice? Is neither water. Yeah, this planet is much bigger than Earth, 9 times the mass of Earth, with a hydrogen-rich atmosphere and a water ocean covered surface. Okay. It's got a water ocean covered surface.
Let's go.
That is what NASA said. They said, let's go. They think it could house life because it could absolutely house life it seemingly contains dimethyl sulfide, which is a molecule that on Earth is only produced by life. The dimethyl sulfide has yet to be confirmed, but they're saying that place over there looks awfully dimethyl sulfide-y.
Got that DMS
vibes. The planet is giving DMS vibes, sir. The planet is called K2-18b. I'm guessing we'll come up with a better name for that in the not too distant future.
Is it from New York? Is that why it's K2-18b? I'm sorry.
But as Super Producer Brian, our space expert and our resident space alien curmudgeon, whenever I say they found life, he's like, Jack, send me the link. Jack, you're going.
Jack, it's farts.
So this time he said, okay, so dimethyl sulfide is farts. And that is kind of what one of the things they made the James Webb telescope for was to scan for farts. So we've got a confirmation on farts. Let's go. To quote,
hell yeah.
Hey, to quote NASA, confirmation on farts. Let's go. And then 40
got a water ocean.
Got a water ocean. We got a confirmation on farts. Let's go. I'm having a mentee bee.
But you know what they say, you know, like you can't have farts without butts.
Miles.
So there's butts for sure.
The first thing I learned in Intro to Philosophy, and it's why I majored in philosophy. Thank you.
That teacher blew your mind.
Like those space yeeks were blowing out farts. So algae farts. We might have algae farts.
All right.
A ways away.
Hold on to it.
Like one of the things in the article was like, but DMS is like mainly made by algae. So chances are like it's just like there isn't intelligent life there. It's like, how do you know that it's not both? We got algae. Intelligent life. Yeah. I mean,
it could be intelligent algae.
And not counting the clowns in Washington, you know. Those aren't intelligent lives.
There we go.
He's back, folks. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back like the Drew Barrymore show. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. And
oh yeah.
Just when you thought Drew Barrymore couldn't create any more terrible publicity with her show, if you haven't been listening, she relaunched her show without her striking writers. Now they are like getting very Gestapo-ish up in her show with audience members. They threw two audience members out for wearing WGA pins that they were given on the way in by people who were picketing. They also claimed that the people who were thrown out were claimed that they were verbally assaulted by the crew of the Drew Barrymore show.
Holy shit. If true, what is that like? Hey, you fucking loser, labor, pinko, commie motherfuck. Like, or are they just like, hey, you piece of shit, get out of here. We don't like that. Drew don't like that.
I have noticed a trend in Hollywood where, like, if there's like a really nice famous person, like they tend to be surrounded by people who are like, well, I've got to make up for that to protect them. And, you know, literal sharks. They just travel with a pack of literal sharks. So I don't know. I'm not saying that's true of Drew Barrymore. She might be mean in reality when she's off air. Who knows? The show spokesperson later confirmed the story, claiming it was due to heightened security concerns. And they said they're in the process of reaching out to the affected audience members to offer them new tickets. Cool. I'm sure they really want to go back.
What is heightened security concerns? How does someone having a pin connect with this idea that there were heightened security concerns that these people were gonna fucking stab her?
You don't know what
pins?
They can do with that pin.
That's true. That's true. They could have a very special set of skills.
Very particular set of skills. The next day
with a union pin.
Yeah. The next day there was a story that audience members' bags were being searched and WGA buttons confiscated. So you don't even have to like be wearing it. You just have to like have it on your person. And they will take that.
This is fucking peak weirdo loser behavior, Drew Barrymore show. Like, seriously. I thought you were taking this decision with the utmost humility and understanding what would come with it. And now you're like, suppress anything that makes me realize I'm on the completely wrong side of this shit.
We don't want Drew to see any WGA pins because she's going to feel bad. So let's just keep them out.
Do you see how she leaves the studio?
No,
she wears like one of those like helmets that they put on hawks so they can't see anything. And they just rush her straight out because they can't even have her casting her gaze on the people she's fucking over. Yeah. I mean, I say they need to, everyone needs to spam the fuck out of the ticket site because it's very easy to search for how to get, like, these. You don't buy tickets and shit. They give them.
Because, by the way, and going like, to being a studio audience member for one of these shows sucks.
It's hell. It's awful. You're there for a lot longer than you think you need to be. And why not just get a bunch of people that are in there and, like, just disrupt the fucking taping?
It's a great question,
like,
Miles.
Have plants in there every consistently. And then the second she starts talking, yo, support the WGA. And then like you kind of have enough people that like every 5 minutes someone speaks up and like, shit, now we got to throw this fucker out too.
Fuckers.
I don't know.
Come out of the walls.
Yeah. Keep popping out of the fucking walls and having a WGA shot on me.
There's some good picket signs out in front of the Drew Barrymore show. There's a lot of good picketing going on. One of the picket signs said, do you like breaking strikes? And has a picture of Ghostface, which is
From Scream.
From Scream.
Jack, coming from your mouth.
Yeah, people think I'm talking Wallaby Lobster Kicks. What? Ghostface from Scream. That one's a lot. That one's a lot. I like it, but it does seem like you're threatening to murder Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, it's not that clever.
No.
to be honest.
I think, can somebody give me one with penis breath in there? I feel like we could get from E.T., the line that made us all fall in love with Drew Barrymore, where she calls Elliot penis breath, I believe.
Yeah. What rampant violent homophobia coming out of such a young
truly. But that is like, that line fucking blew my mind. It was one of the first insults I ever heard, and I was like, what?
Anybody else see this shit?
And she's a kid. Yeah. Anyways. Let's see. What else is trending, Miles? I do love your idea. Spam the shit out of the ticket sites. Let's go. Let's go.
Like, to quote NASA, such a, let's such go. A vulnerable. Yeah, water ocean, let's go. It's such a vulnerability in like trying to do these things where you need an audience, but you really have no way to select who those people are. So
you really
just kick that leg out.
They are desperate for you to come to those tapings.
But tourists, I mean, there's no better thing for like a tourist to do. Like when you go to a big city, like when you think about like back at Television City on Fairfax where the CBS studios are, and people are just like dying in the sun because they want to see Drew Carey on The Price is Right. Like, go ahead. Yeah.
I used to go to the Craig Kilborn. I used to line up. I went to two tapings of the Craig Kilborn show, extremely high and not fun.
Slept through the whole thing.
Yeah. It was a very, very weird experience. Anyways, what else is trending? More people calling for Biden not to run. Washington Post's David Ignatius, a columnist who I'm not familiar with, but see, it seems like a big deal. People are treating it like a big deal. Calling on both. This is the quote, but I don't think Biden and Vice President Harris should run for re-election. It's painful to say that, given my admiration for much of what they've accomplished. He's very like gentle and kind, but like it truly, it seems like he's being like, "Hey, man, you did it. You did a great job. Don't fuck this one up." But
are you seeing the polls though? Just like we were saying, like the polls are like your own voters are like, come on, y'all, let him take a break. We don't want to see him die on the Walmart floor.
But he still has the best chance of beating Trump, according to Vegas. So who the fuck knows?
Yeah, no, he's got a lead over Trump. But like, that's what's so weird about the math, like the logic of the DNC. It's like, but he's doing better than Trump. It's like, I'd posit that a lot of people could pull better than Trump if you do the whole put the weight of the machine behind it.
Political strategists are surprisingly bad at their jobs for like that being their whole job. Like it can't tell you shit usually when it comes to polling.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Ignatius is like, whatever, like not the most forward thinking guy. Like he's like loved the invasion of Iraq and like loves the CIA. So many of them did.
Yeah. It's really crazy.
But even that kind of guy, a CIA bootlicker is like, I don't know, Byron.
Yeah. Seems bad. Seems like he's old. Joe Scarborough was like, every Democrat off air admits he's too old to run, but y'all got to get your shit together and figure out who it's going to be if it's not going to be Biden.
So bad. Like they don't realize how much power and appeal there is in a progressive platform. Yeah. And like, they just can't fucking dare to look that way at all, to the point where they're like, I don't know, man, just fucking get the mummy out. Run the mummy out one more time.
That's people love mummies. Said it once on this show. We'll say it again. People love fucking mummies.
Is that guy also running the DNC? That journalist?
Yeah. He's like, but what if the aliens were mummies? I'm just saying.
What if the president was a mummy?
What if the mummy was alien? That's the pitch for the next alien movie or the next mummy movie.
Right.
Finally, Apple, a couple things trending in the world of Apple. They announced the iPhone 15 yesterday, where the big news is you're going to have to change your charger again.
At
least it's USB-C. Like, so this is actually in response to EU legislation that was like, everything needs to be USB-C. Just like, stop fucking with people. Stop changing like what the chargers are. Just everything USB-C now. So they're doing that, which annoying, but like good in the long run, probably. They also did a video about how all their products will be carbon neutral by 2030. And it's real, real corporate cringe shit.
It's a greenwash extravaganza, yeah, with a high budget.
Oh,
though.
Yeah.
There's that presentation. I watched a little bit of it because I was curious to see, like, because I haven't gotten an iPhone in like 5 years. And I kind of do that thing where I'm like, nah, it doesn't seem different enough than the one I've got.
We're rolling
and
it
now
back.
That mine gets like fucking hot when it charges. I'm like, okay, maybe I can test.
Oh, is that bad for it to get hot when it charges? Mine.
I mean, like, not warm, but like to the point where I'm like, yo, this shit is getting hot. When I'm charging is not a great, not
my
a great
pants
look.
And my underwear. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But yeah, but then like this, it the look of it is truly like, it feels like what the mainstream is like an Apple presentation where it's like so manicured and like the like image conscious about like how it's presenting itself. Like when you watch it, you're like, are these people like, is there a gun pointed at them like off camera when they're like, you're going to love the new innovations of the Apple Watch Series 9. To tell us more, here's blah, blah, blah on a random field. Yes. And it's like cuts to someone being like, okay, I'm the design. Anyway, all that to say is there was a very weird sketch, I guess, skit.
Octavia Spencer plays Mother Nature. Yeah. And Tim Cook is talking to Mother Nature like Mother Nature has kidnapped his children and is like going to murder them.
They are shook.
They are so
Everyone
scared.
Is shook
They're
by
like,
Mother
we
Nature.
We did what you asked us. Like Mother Nature is like a vengeful god. That, yes.
Yeah. She's like, she's dressed in all black and her vibe is like angry auntie, which that's not what I feel Mother Nature should represent, but it is weird. I don't, that might just be their own guilt as like being such a like bad with carbon emissions company, like manifesting in the fact that like, they feel that they're about to get their fucking like a have a reckoning.
Their
with
version of
nature
is a
been.
Sleep paralysis demon that comes and haunts them in the night as they're like trying to go to sleep. Tim Cook is like fucking menaced by Mother Nature.
It starts off where he's like, I remember I didn't know what the fuck was going on. There's like this really weird comedic sketch where they're like, Chris, she's coming. They're like, what? Oh my God. And like they're prepping the thing and Tim Cook's like rehearsing lines like, how is the weather when you came? Like, no, not that, Tim. He's the worst
the
actor.
Fuck up, Tim. Yeah, he gives himself. Yeah. So this is like classic. He like was overseeing this production and totally not taking into account that he is not an actor who can pull off any of his lines. But like, because he's in charge, like nobody can tell him that. So it's a mess.
Somebody pull the plug on that guy.
Please. And then it opens with her like looking out a window and they're like, we did what you asked us to, master. And then she takes a slow walk around the conference table with a baseball bat in her hand and they're all scared. No, that's actually the Untouchables, but that feels like the energy.
She breaks a pool cue in half and throws it on the middle of the table and says, all right, last one out of here gets to join the group.
Yeah, just a truly sane person's vision of nature and why we need to stop destroying the planet. Anyways, what a mess, but the products are going to be carbon neutral, and who the fuck knows what that means?
Yeah. Okay. They're like, and as a company, we're going to be completely carbon nudie by 2023.
Carby nooch.
Okay. We'll see. But yeah, like, like this, when you look at all the materials used, you're like, where do we like, but does it mean are the products will use less energy? Like, is that part of it? They're like, no, man. We're just going to put up a bunch of solar arrays and shit.
Yeah. Anyways, thanks for the Carby Nuchos, Apple. You guys killing it. What a company.
Someone in the Discord was saying that like Menti B and the Kazi Lives. So they're like, that's like Aussie slang.
Okay.
Wow. Cool.
About time that some Aussie slang went global, because they've had some good stuff for a while.
Not Here to Fuck Spiders hasn't taken off quite the way I'd like it to when I say it at interviews.
Can you remind people what that was?
For my son?
Not Here to Fuck Spiders.
This means you're not here to fuck around. What do you say? Yeah, we're not here to fuck spiders, mate.
Doesn't make it. Like,
I'm not here to fuck around.
Nothing about that makes any sense. I love it so much. And trying to introduce that into a casual conversation, please do try that at a preschool interview. See how it goes over.
I did, and having to double back and explain it to someone, kind of, I realized, okay, it might not be the most efficient turn of phrase.
What's your problem? Kids fucking love spiders.
what is that, a Brooklyn news?
Hey, well, I'm not on trial here. Yeah, all right. Well, that's going to do it for us on this Wednesday, September 13th. We are back tomorrow with a whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine.
Yep.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.